أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله جعل لكم مما خلق ظلالا وجعل لكم من الجبال أكنانا وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم كذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون فإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ المبين يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم الكافرون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 81, 82 and 83 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Rabbul Izzat continues to speak about His mercy upon us by granting us our needs. Here in a very unique way Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِمَّا خَلَقَ الظِّلَالَ. And from those things which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created, Allah made for you ظِلَال. ظِلَال refers to shade. One is the shade of the clouds. On the one hand, we spoke about the rains coming down from the clouds. That was one benefit, obviously, and the primary benefit of the clouds, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings about that formation of rain that comes down. But in it is another very great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through it, that shade that comes with it, that is also a very great ni'mat of Allah. Trees have its other benefits. One benefit that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala placed in it, again, they are shade-giving trees that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created. We would have not thought about all of that. Mountains have their own benefit, and in it also there is shade. So in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created this whole concept of shade. That is a great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Allah had created from you from the mountains aknan. Aknan means protection, shelter. That in the mountains, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created those caves. Those were not just incidental and hollow, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did it for man to take refuge in it. And then when we look at the nations of the past, from the mountains, they create, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them the mind for them to carve out from that mountains homes. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, in those mountains also, Allah Ta'ala crept another benefit for man. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat created all the means for you to create that kind of clothing, to manufacture that kind of clothing. تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّةِ. The clothing that will save you from the heat of the day, that also Allah Ta'ala. And then in the very beginning of the surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about dif'un, that it also keeps you warm. So the clothing and everything, that kind of cotton that Allah had given, the wool for the cold, all of it Allah Rabbul Izzat had seen to it. وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. And then those coats of armor Allah Ta'ala created for you, and that came from steel. It didn't just come from any cotton or any wool. So Allah Ta'ala gave man the capacity to think about all of it. Allah Ta'ala created the raw materials. That is all from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's side. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, and that is how Allah Rabbul Izzat completed His ni'mat, His favor upon you. Look at the different favors that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given us. And then Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. So that you will submit to the laws and orders of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The commentator here, Allama Shabbir Ahmad Uthmani, rahimahumullah, has also put another dimension to this. And he says, when Allah had seen to all our material needs, to a greater extent,
Allah had seen to our spiritual needs. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakumul Islam deena. If Allah had given us our physical needs, most certainly Allah had fulfilled all our spiritual needs. Fa'in tawallaw, then if they turn away, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, certainly upon you is the responsibility of transmitting very clearly the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah says mankind has recognized the ni'mat of Allah. But what has happened? ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. Then man denied the ni'mat of Allah. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And most of them had become ungrateful and unthankful to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala save us from being such persons. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.